CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Can anybody hear us? Can anybody hear us?
Are we on air, Ron?
I don't know, Carol.
What are we doing?
Well, we're in the remote studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol. We're a little...
We're the Saturday Morning Show. We're broadcasting from a remote secret location
yes.
at the University of Winnipeg. I can't tell you where we are because I've lost track, actually.
Yes, but it's a larger, brighter room than we're usually
yes,
in.
But if you can hear us, knock three times on your radio.
Right. Right.
Okay. I think I heard something there.
Okay.
You heard something, too?
Yes, I heard somebody.
Well, let's carry
Oak
on with the show,
Street,
then.
I
we
think.
Might as well.
Okay.
We're here.
Yep.
Good morning. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol again.
We are the Saturday Morning Show. We're here until they change the sewage pipes in our radio station. And until then, we'll be here 4 to 6 weeks, I suppose. We don't have all our technological hoo-ha. But you
right.
have to... We just have to talk to each other, I guess,
yes,
for 2 hours.
Yes, you can sing our theme song to yourself.
La,
because,
la, la, la. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We always start with the weather. But do we have the weather yet?
Oh.
Too early?
Well, I haven't looked yet, but
well,
I'm
Carol's
sure
doing that, then.
We've been at it for so long now.
Why don't we turn to...
Yes, I've got the weather. Okay.
Let's hear from Carol.
Do you want the
weather
now?
Yes, please.
Okay. 16 degrees out there and partly cloudy. Barometric pressure, 101.3 and falling. Humidity, 89%. Wind coming from the southeast at 13. And the barometric pressure is falling because we will have increasing cloudiness and then 60% chance of showers late this morning and this afternoon with a risk, Ron, of a thunderstorm.
Poo-poo.
The wind will be coming southeast 30, gusting to 50 this morning, and a high of 23. Do you know what? It puts me in mind. Somebody's coming to inspect our entire streets, lawns
yes.
today.
Fortunately, I mowed it yesterday.
Yes.
Before the fascists could come and say. They got after at least, well, the mailman.
The mailman the said everybody's said getting these.
He delivered a lot of these. I had to sign yep. for it. And if I got this right... It looks yes. like it cost something like $14.83 to deliver.
Yeah, something, 38 cents, yeah.
That's the first time in 35 years we've
not
had
only
this.
That, we each got one.
Oh, that's
so
right, too, at the same address.
So we each got one, and every homeowner up and down the street
so
got one.
Both of us went out on our hands and knees, started chewing away at the grass. And it's fine now, isn't it?
It is fine now.
I think so.
But
too
they're
going
to have to come out in the yeah. thunderstorm if they want to inspect it.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah, too bad for them.
Turning then,
yes.
as we do, we're able to do this for you. Your easy listening hit parade of the 40s and 50s.
Okay.
How's this going to work out here, Carol? It's too soon to know, I think, is
okay.
the answer. Which is good, because that's the song we're going to hear. For his film debut in Bernadine in 1957, Pat Boone recorded It's Too Soon to Know, which was originally a number one hit in the 1948 for the Orioles. Had a number four charter with it himself. The next year.
Okay. That doesn't sound like Pat Boone.
And he'd always wanted to play the steel guitar, but then he said, do I have to learn how to play it?
Right. Well, it's a whole new setup here, so we'll try it again.
Here we go.
Okay.
Pat, are you there?
Does she love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe her when she tells me so? Is she fooling? Is it all a game? Am I the fire or just another flame? A one-sided love would break my heart. She may be just acting and playing a part. If she don't love me, let her tell me so. I won't hold her if she wants to go. Though I'll cry when she's gone, I won't die, I'll live on. If it's so, it's too soon, way too soon to know. If she don't love me, let her tell me so. I can't hold her if she wants to go. Though I'll cry when she's gone, I won't die. If it's so, it's too soon, way too soon to know.
Did he say what I thought I heard him say?
It was bad grammar, whatever it
if
was.
If she don't love me?
That is bad. Oh, my mic.
Mrs. Tataya, the ghost of Mrs. Tataya is reaching out across the airwaves. And Carol having trouble with her microphone here. We'll see. Yes. Maybe we can get that fixed for next week. Or we can just, anyways, carrying on then. We did the weather. Don't tell me. We did the weather.
Yes, we did.
So it's Pat Boone, as we're almost at the end of our 3-CD set.
I don't know what to do, Ron.
Never mind. There are boxes and boxes and boxes.
Oh, dear.
Reader's Digest just kept cranking them out.
Okay.
And they've come with lovely little notes, and they're all the originals, you see. Anyway, so I said he had a hit with that, and then Pat himself reminisced. It's one of those songs that gets under your skin. Yeah, I've got you. Some songs are just commercial hits, if you're lucky, and you're glad they enhanced or furthered your career at the time. Then there are certain songs you're so proud to be associated with, even if the grammar is terrible. I've just added that bit for, I know Pat would have wanted to say that. Out of all the songs I've done, and the little handful of things I'm most proud of and would most want people to remember me for, maybe you, it's Too Soon to Know is one of them.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Which is good, because I think you were a little strange. He had some loony thoughts. All right, 608. What about the sports? It's all very well to do this, but if we can do the show as we usually do, inquiring minds want to know. FIFA World Cup, then, soccer. So today, England plays Panama, 4 o'clock. Sunday. Canada and South Africa at 2 p.m.
Well, you never can tell, but the chances are pretty good that we could win this.
In terms of the ratings, you mean, of where we stand, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that sort of thing, and who's,
Will Alfonso be playing?
It's hard to say.
All right, you heard it here first.
Yeah, they may put him in. Well, they've been saying that, but then they admitted that they were lying.
I've got a bad ankle myself.
We had to drive here
after
today.
A block, I thought, oh, Gimpy, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
You go on, Carol.
We didn't.
You go on.
We didn't even go a block.
Leave my handgun here with me. Yeah. All right. Western movie there. Forget the three cowboys. Yeah. CFL
three
football.
Amigos.
No. Oh. 3FL football, Winnipeg. Movie, I'm thinking, was made several times. One 1948 or so.
It wasn't remade. Like Three Men and a Baby kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I forget what
CFL
the original
football.
Was called.
Okay. Winnipeg, suffering badly footitis, shot themselves in both feet and lost accordingly. Was that Thursday?
Yep.
I was going to say Lazarus stinketh, but no, it's too early in the season for that. Save that for later in the season.
All right. Hopefully we
last
won't
night,
need it.
Toronto Argonauts, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I watched as long as I could, but I was called to La La Land.
And then
Toronto
what happened?
Won. Toronto won 40
good.
To 30.
Good for
four.
Them.
Well,
how,
I guess
what? Say?
34. I guess we want Saskatchewan to lose, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Because we're in the West.
Yeah.
Saturday, it's Calgary and BC. Sunday, Ottawa and Montreal.
I don't think either Calgary or BC have won a game yet.
Oh,
so
game of the losers.
Something's going to happen because we don't have ties.
Baseball, Major Leagues. Toronto Blue Jays took on the Texas Rangers last night. Jays lost 5-4. Same again today at 2, Sunday at 12:30. The American Association, Winnipeg Gold Knights at home to the Fargo Moorhead Red Hawks last night. It was lovely where we were, but it came down buckets briefly at the ballpark.
Apparently, yes. They had to cover the mound and go off the field.
Well, since you're able to watch it on TV, I noticed they'd put a bag of diamond dust on the mound there for the pitcher. So the Gold Knights came on strong in the eighth inning and pulled away from a tie to nice outing, a nice out there, the final out. Patrick
Ditter,
double place, unaccompanied double play. Caught the fly and just trotted over to second base. Boom, game over. Fish won, 7-4.
Excellent.
Same again tonight at 6. And then there will
tomorrow
be
at
Sunday
one?
At 1.
Yep.
Yes. Ron and Carol will be there, of course.
Okay.
Hopefully there'll be free bananas and apples.
Yes. And oranges.
Sometimes there's oranges. What's it?
Sometimes
to be fair,
there's
to, who is it? Food?
Sobeys, I think.
No, it isn't.
Save on
Foods.
Okay.
Give them credit.
Oops.
I like to go by and
Sorry.
Then go by second time without
Sorry,
my hat on. And sort of shuffled and so far I haven't been recognized.
I go up there and I say, can I have some for my husband, too?
That's very
okay,
good.
Sure.
Holy moly, I got to try that.
So I take a banana and an orange.
So I'll practice this. Can I have some for my husband? And that gets you free fruit. All right.
And next time you go up, you could say for my wife.
Basketball.
Yep.
Winnipeg Sea Bears play the Vancouver Bandits tonight. And then they're home here in Winnipeg to play Saskatoon Mamba Tuesday at 7 p.m. Sort of the end of the Holy Weekend, I'm guessing there.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, what time is it? Anybody? Well, we've lost our camera from the screen. So
there
here we
go.
Are, 6:12. And a little choral music for you then. Good thinking.
Yes, please.
Yes.
We like choral music at this time of day.
À la claire fontaine, m'en allant promener, j'ai trouvé l'eau si belle que je m'y suis baigné. Fendez le bois, chauffez le four, dormez la belle, il n'est point jour. Sous les feuilles d'un chêne, je me suis fait sécher. Sur la plus haute branche, un rossignol chantait. Fendez le bois, chauffez le four, dormez la belle, il n'est point jour. Chante rossignol, chante, toi qui as le cœur gai, tu as le cœur à rire, moi je l'ai. Je voudrais que
From their CD, Viva Voce. She just goes way back. I was going to say 2002. I see somebody... 2002 on the back, it says anyway. Which reminds me, the Village Music Fest is on today. Osborne Village. They went so well last year, they're doing it again. So, free, all ages event will run from noon until late. Bring your raincoat. Feature more than 30 live performances, interactive art installations, hands-on cultural experiences. That's Osborne Village today. It is the 27th, isn't it? I tend to lose
Today's the 27th,
the month,
yeah.
The day, the year, etc.
Yeah.
6:16. Time then to see if we can... Now, we're in the... There's no cupboard, there's no door here above us. But if you will go off in the corner with the bamboo pole.
So I don't have to go up on the roof or anything.
No, just when I came in, I was picking up vibrations in the far corner.
Oh, well, it is a different room, I must admit.
So if you try that.
Okay.
And I'll see what I can produce in the way of finding suitable ancient radio waves.
Is it over here far enough, Ron?
No, a little farther. You're
okay,
doing fine.
Here.
And swing it. Swing it. Swing it.
It does it.
Getting something now.
Alors que la France blessée, mais vaillante est debout.
A desperate Premier Paul Reynaud, with the Nazis flooding into Paris, hammering France into submission, turned to America and promised that France would fight on if our president would send help. Our generals, he said, are commanding battalions. Send us waves of planes and we shall hurl back the invader.
En même temps qu'au sentiment de la solidarité humaine, la France a traversé de plus rudes épreuves. C'est alors qu'elle a toujours étonné le monde. La France ne peut pas mourir.
France will never die. That's the Nazi band that Paul Goebbels rushed to the famous railroad carriage in the forest at Compiègne. Here, where the Franco-Prussian War ended in 1872, here across the same table where Marshal Foch humbled the Kaiser's generals in 1918, Adolf Hitler had his revenge in a humiliating French surrender.
Achtung, hier ist der Großdeutsche Rundfunk. Sie hören jetzt die soeben eingetroffenen ersten Rundfunkberichte vom Beginn der Verhandlungen über den Waffenstillstand mit Frankreich im Walde von Compiègne.
After the disaster in Norway, Britain's House of Commons held a post-mortem, which raged for 2 days and two nights. Jeers and insults flew like shrapnel across the room, and at the end of it all, Neville Chamberlain walked out alone, a beaten, broken man.
It was clear that at this critical moment in the war, what was needed was the formation of a government which would include members of the Labour and Liberal oppositions. His Majesty has now entrusted to my friend and colleague, Mr. Winston Churchill, the task of forming a new administration on a national basis.
I speak to you for the first time as Prime Minister in a solemn hour for the life of our country, of our empire, of our allies, and above all, of the cause of freedom.
Winston Churchill offered nothing but blood, tears, sweat, and toil. For years, he sat in the House of Commons like the conscience of England, his warnings ignored, as the big clock above the Speaker's chair ticked off the wasted hours. Now the hour had come for him to mobilize the English language and send it into battle, a spearhead of hope for Britain and the world. We have joined together some of that Churchillian prose. It sustained. It lifted the hearts of an island people when they stood alone.
Behind the armies and fleets of Britain and France, gather a group of shattered states and bludgeoned great races. The Czechs, the Poles, the Norwegians, the Danes, the Dutch, the Belgians, upon all of whom the long night of barbarism will descend, unbroken even by a star of hope, unless we conquer. As conquer we must, as conquer we shall.
June 18th. I can hear it now.
What General Wagon has called the Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
And from a bombed building in a burned-out city, where the bombers came at dusk and departed at dawn, came the voices of two princesses, Elizabeth and Margaret Rose, sending greetings to evacuated children.
My sister is by my side, and we are both going to say good night to you. Come on, Margaret. Good night, children. Good night, and good luck to you all.
A dozen.
Ancient radio waves. They go on forever and ever. The voice there, of course, of Edward R. Murrow. From I Can Hear It Now. Recommended. It is 6:21. Carol McKibben, you've been
yes.
working on the jumble?
Yes, actually, I have. I've got the first jumble. Are you ready?
Okie dokie. Give us the first jumble.
Okay. E-H-M-E-T. E-H-M-E-T.
Theme.
Yes.
Right. Our theme today is survival. Surviving here in our funny little room.
I'll tell you.
With weirdness all
usually,
around.
Usually, I mean, it. Okay. We're usually in a small dark room.
Yep.
And it's very hot. Well, I shouldn't say very hot, but it's overly warm up there.
But today.
But down here, it's usually all black. Today, it's all white. And it's a little chilly in here.
Secret room.
Yeah.
In the University of Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And
you should move your mouse.
Which we can't reveal.
Right.
It's a secret room.
Yeah, but it has...
First floor of Convocation Hall. What's the number? Anyways.
1C. In any case, there's CKUW posters
you
all over the door.
You can't miss it if you come to visit us. You don't want anybody to visit. All right. We're here for probably 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep.
Coming up to... Getting on 24 minutes after 6. But well, we did a jumble. I'm looking at the instrumental favorites. And so play along at home.
Yes. Okay.
Can you identify? Well, this is so easy. I can't believe that's what you
say. Oh, everybody knows this.
Well, let's see how you do then. All right.
Okay.
Okay. What? Who's playing? And what's the title?
Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
it easy by adding a rather icky vocal refrain at the end there. But
turned it into a marshmallow.
Who was on the piano? That's the question.
Oh. Well, it sounded sort of like the style of Roger Williams.
That's because
to me.
It was. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I've lost our Turner Classic Movie Channel list, so which I pulled up this morning. So I'll just say that Dave Barber Cinematheque, they've come up with something new. We got this at McNally Robinson Booksellers. It's about the size of a newspaper page. Dave Barber Cinematheque for July.
I forget sizes. Is that a folio size?
And then on the one side, it's the entire month, but on the back, there's more detail.
Yeah.
And the detail... When We Became Folkfest. We Became Folkfest, a feature documentary about how a music festival on the Manitoba Prairie grew to become one of the most important folk festivals in North America. This is July the 4th. July the 4th, featuring an introduction from filmmaker Kevin Nickel. And I see it's 3 p.m. and then 4:45, a different movie. So 3 p.m.
What day of the week is that?
Don't know.
Oh, it says at the top.
That would be a Saturday, July the 4th. And then I want to mention as well, for some comedy we're going to play later, and that's directed by Elaine May.
Wow.
She of Nicholas and May, and a director in her own right. So they're going to show A New Leaf and Mickey and Nicky from 1976, new 4K restorations. That will be July 17th to the 23rd, Dave Barber Cinematheque, featuring new restorations of two neglected masterpieces. Well, we'll remind you of that when we get closer to our comedy spot, and I'll go looking on the floor, I guess. Weird. It was here the first thing this morning for what's on the Turner Classic Movie Channel.
Oh, okay.
What I had for you was
do you want to do
Lee Irwin doing music from silent movies. So we'll play a little of that for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
bit of Venice vinyl for you there. Lee Irwin on the Fox Capitol Theater Wurlitzer Pipe Organ. From a bit of Venice vinyl that came from the CBC library, sorry. Sound of Silence with a T. Music for Silent Film Classics. And so two pieces there. Seventh Heaven and Diane. America's Sweethearts, Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell in the archetypal. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's one of a kind. You know exactly what it is. Screen, Romance, Street Waif, brutalized by her drunken sister, is rescued by a sewer worker and taken to live in his garret overlooking the Eiffel Tower. Yep. From the film's 1927 score, Lee Irwin excerpts the recurrent theme, Diane.
Wow.
And I thought, could it be the same Diane? Well, it is.
Yes.
The Bachelors, pretty sure, had a hit with that.
Oh, I see.
Of course, this could be another Bobby Vinton moment.
Well, anyway, we could, yes.
Because I'm pretty sure that Nick asked, could we play that?
Oh.
And I wasn't happy with the version we found, but that's very nice. Thank you.
It sounds like the kind of thing, you know that CD that you have of Wurlitzer music?
Yep.
That's
all
like.
Theater yeah. music. Yeah, yeah. Movie. Yeah, was. All right, now I have the Turner Classic Movie Channel notes.
Yes.
2:45 today, Bullet.
Oh. Steve McQueen.
1968, exactly. Steve McQueen, Robert Vaughn, doing Robert Vaughn. Directed by Peter Yates. Bouncing up and down the streets of San Francisco. Woo, one of me faves tonight, 7 o'clock. At to see when the football is. Sullivan's Travels from 1941.
Oh, that's good.
Directed by Preston Sturges. Joel McRae, Veronica Lake. She only had one eye, you know. Well, you couldn't tell. It was her hair.
Yeah.
Big time comedy. Director hits the road with only a dime in his pocket. There's some great scenes in that. Anyways, if you're a Preston Sturges fan, you want to see it. 9 o'clock tonight, Contempt from 1963, directed by Jean-Luc Godard. Brigitte Bardot, Jack Palance. Oh, I think they're doing...
Yes.
...something all month. Maybe it's Godard. Sunday, 12:45 a.m., Night Moves, 1975, directed by Arthur Penn. Gene Hackman. I'll see anything that Gene Hackman's done. Susan Clark, Jennifer Warren. 1:30 p.m. The 12 Chairs from 1970, directed by Mel Brooks. Ron Moody's in that as well as Mel Brooks. Frank Langella.
Right.
Sort of a Sherlock Holmes sort of thing. Three characters search for a treasure hidden inside one of the 12 dining room chairs.
Ooh.
Enjoyed it. It was a very odd little movie. 1970.
It
didn't get much of a release,
no.
I think. No. 3:45 Sunday, The Producers, 1967 Producers, directed by Mel Brooks, Zero Mostel, Gene Wilder, Kenneth Mars, Springtime for Hitler, and all that.
Yes.
9 o'clock, something's happening here, Young Frankenstein, 1974,
right.
Of course, directed by Mel Brooks, Gene Wilder, Peter Boyle, Marty Feldman. And then the silent movie, which is why we played silent music for you today. The Iron Mask, directed by Alan Dwan, who was born in Toronto, actually. He directed something like, 125 motion pictures. Long, long career. Anyways, The Iron Mask with Douglas Fairbanks and Belle Bennett. That's the Turner Classic Movie Channel for this weekend.
Yeah.
Turning then to help me, Wanda. It's Dear Mary from the pages of the Spectator magazine. I don't know what year this is. I just called up.
Oh.
Give me something. And so they did from their archives. Question. Around this time of year, a friend who somehow gets hold of tickets through an agency usually asks me last minute to Wimbledon. Trouble is that when she asks me, it's hard to gather whether or not she has managed to secure good seats because she doesn't offer up this information. One year was perfection, as we had shaded middle tier seats. But last year, we had an obstructed pillar view, and I would rather have watched at home. I'm sure there are those among her friends who would love to be there in any kind of seat. So how, without sounding ungrateful or spoiled, can I ascertain what's on offer before accepting?
Oh, man.
Signed, H.S. No wonder you didn't want your full name.
This is a life
London,
privilege.
SW6.
Yes.
What does Mary say? Yes. Answer, says Mary. Well, Mary always has an answer, of course, doesn't she? Yes.
Yes, she does.
She says, first, familiarize yourself with the court layouts and seat numbers. Then, if she invites, say, what an incredible coincidence. I've just been speaking to X a fictional friend. X has also managed to get last-minute seats. Tell me your seat numbers, as she has told me hers. If the seats are good, cry, oh, shoo, they are nowhere near X, as I'm really trying to avoid her. Thank you. I would love to come. If they are bad, cry, oh, they are right next to X. Do you mind if I say no? If asked what X has done wrong, say, oh, do you mind if I don't tell you? Incidentally, you are ungrateful and spoiled, says Mary.
I'll say.
Well, thank you, dear Mary. Pages of the Spectator magazine. Sorry, couldn't identify the year, but it could be any year, couldn't it? 6:37, on this day in 1985, Carol?
Yes.
Route 66, Chicago to Santa Fe, Santa Monica, sorry, decommissioned. Yep.
What?
And I guess it's up to you to pretend.
I remember
and make
that was such a big deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, I'm looking at the Fringe program. In fact, we are both wearing our Fringe t-shirts.
That's right, volunteer.
We are volunteers.
T-shirts.
You get a t-shirt.
Yep.
And we've had our introduction. The tattoo, the swelling goes down pretty quick, actually. And so we will be volunteering at the Fringe. You can, too.
Yes.
There's always room for more at the end.
Oh, yes.
Yes, room for a little one, of course. And the Fringe runs from July 15th to the 26th. Our recommendation is bypass.
Yes.
Takes the pain out of it, et cetera. And,
yep.
I think it's 8 or 14. We'll
right.
probably go 8 this time.
Can I just say, if you're volunteering at the beer tent, it depends on what time of day, what you'll be doing. If you're volunteering at the beer tent in the daytime, you'll be herding little kiddies around.
Yes.
And doing crafts and things.
And once those kids start drinking, they're out of control. And
I don't know what time.
I don't know where
the
they learn
thing,
those songs.
It changes from kids to
yep.
beer tent.
Yep.
But both activities are at the beer tent.
Right, true.
Yeah.
It's important to know.
Yeah.
So, as I say, I'm looking at the Fringe program.
Yes.
Which I'm thinking they used to sell them at the liquor stores.
Yes, I think they still do.
Because it's a proud sponsor.
They used to sell them at McNally Robinson, too.
Yeah.
So,
ooh,
yeah.
We'll have a look. And
yeah.
the RMTC itself, the
right.
main office
yeah.
there, of course, which opens around noon or so. You can check that online.
Yeah.
Recommended because this has everything. How to and the full program, a little write-up on each one, etc. And Carol always marks it all up. And so you can tell
what
where she want to be,
see,
when you want to be.
What I don't want to see.
Well, what caught my eye when Carol mentioned was this guy's name, Dwayne Forrest. And sure enough, award-winning artist Dwayne Forrest, who created the hit show Bob Marley. How Reggae
so
Changed the World last year. He was mighty
yeah,
fine.
Really good.
Good singer. Good storyteller.
Yep.
Didn't beat the audience up for not knowing every Bob Marley
and
song.
And he let
what
you
meant.
Sing along.
That too. That
yes.
too. I don't know if he'll do this for this. Anyways, he's doing a show called Tenderly, The Life and Times of Nat King Cole. He'll be a Manitoba Young MYTP.
Right.
Young Theater.
Manitoba the Theater for Young People.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got.
So that's out at the Forks. Then.
Yes.
Important to know.
Yes.
A lot of the Fringe is downtown.
Yes.
But
not
take,
all of it. I mean,
no,
it's
no,
scattered
no.
a little bit.
Another reason for getting
Saint
the
Boniface.
Program guide, you can go online as well. But
yep.
July 15th to the 26th, doing The Life and Times of Nat King Cole. This is just coincidence, but that and the decommissioning of the Route 66 calls us to play this.
To motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll
see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, the man himself, Nat King Cole, from a CD, two CD set called, believe it or not, Route 66.
So it's all kinds of recordings?
Well, music you could play if you were on the drive.
Oh, I see.
I think was the idea. Yep.
Okay.
It includes, well, anything and everything, I must say, but two CDs. And the CD is titled Route 66. Yeah. We've played some from that.
I don't even know if cars come with CD players anymore.
Tenderly, at the Fringe, then.
Yes, Tenderly.
July 15th to the 26th. That's the Fringe Theater Festival.
Well,
in
right.
case you're saying, well, what are they talking about?
And in case you're listening from anywhere else, that's the Winnipeg Fringe Festival.
Yeah. Get on a plane now.
Yes.
6:43.
Yep.
Always check first thing in the morning.
Yes.
See the obituaries from the Daily Telegraph, New York Times, and The Guardian. And the Winnipeg Free Press, of course. And I got this from the Daily Telegraph. Jeff Keating. Member of the Master Singers who sang the Highway Code in an Anglican church.
Oh, that's exactly the kind of thing my brother likes.
George Martin proposed the recording of the Highway Code, and they also recorded the weather forecast, which I think we have
as
well.
Yes, we do.
And chanted the rules of wrestling, which I will have to see if maybe
good.
That's online or YouTube. Anyways, picture of him here smiling with his saxophone. We'll tell you a little bit more about him, but I ran downstairs immediately and hauled out my 45.
Okay.
The Highway Code, Part 1, the road user on foot, walking along, where there is a pavement or adequate footpath, use it. On a pavement or footpath, do not walk next to the curb with your back to the traffic. Do not step into the road without first looking. Where there is no adequate footpath, walk on the right of the road to face oncoming traffic. Do not loiter in the roadway or walk along cycle tracks. A marching body on the road should keep on the left-hand side. It should have lookouts at suitable distances at the front and rear. And at night they should carry lights, white at the front of the column and red at the rear. Always use subways, footbridges, pedestrian crossings or central refuges when provided. Otherwise cross where you have a clear view of the road both ways. Take extra care if your view is limited by stationary vehicles or other obstructions. Before you cross, stop at the curb, look right, look left and right again. Do not cross until the road is clear. then cross at right angles, keeping a careful lookout all the time. When you have stepped off the curb onto a zebra crossing, which must have black and white stripes, studs and light-head beacons, you have the right of way, but allow approaching vehicles ample time to give way, especially if the road is wet or icy. When crossing the road at junctions, look out for vehicles turning the corner. Do not cross the road, either at a zebra crossing or elsewhere, against a signal to stop by a police officer controlling traffic. Do not get on or off a bus or tram while it is moving, or when it is not at a recognized stopping place. Do not step out suddenly from behind a stationary or slowly moving bus or tram. If you want to get on one at a request stop, give a clear signal for it to stop, and do not step into the road until it has stopped. Prepared by the Ministry of Transport and Civil Aviation and the Central Office of Information.
There we are. The Master Singers with the Highway Code, with the late Jeff Keating there, died at the age of 88. All male cappella vocal quartet who set unlikely text to music, as I mentioned, the Highway Code, sung to the Anglican psalm chants, produced by George Martin, number 22 on the British charts, 1966.
Yeah, not surprised.
They also did the weather forecast.
Yes.
As I say, around the time they made a private recording of the work in several styles, a pub song, a Gilbert and Sullivan number, and a jazz version. BBC liked it, played it, of course, heard by George Martin, who then helped them out with it. And the B-side was the Rumble Tum song, a rollicking country number also devoted to safe driving. So Cliff Richard heard them and invited them, renamed for his purpose, the Carol Singers, to back his EP of Christmas carols, arranged by Keating and somebody else. As I say, the rules of wrestling, I would like to know a bit more about that. I had one other note here. It's in the Daily Telegraph. I'll leave that at that and say that gradually the Master Singers went their separate ways. Keating taught music at several schools, including Millfield and Somerset, before ill health forced him to retire at 50, then taught photography and sailing part-time at Sherburn School in Dorset. 2004, he composed Dear Galloway for the 75th anniversary of the Gatehouse Music Society, telling the story of the town and its rich heritage in music. Received the British Empire Medal 2018, survived by his wife and a son and daughter. Born 1937, died 2026, Jeff Keating at 6:49. Going back, every week we promise to play this, so I think this week we will, and that's Capital, Birth of a Label. Their early song, their early releases through the 1940s. And it includes Margaret Whiting, Promise as a Child by Johnny Mercer. He would one day produce her first record, so he did. Margaret, one of the first acts on Capital. Mercer wrote songs with her father, Richard, who's My Ideal, Margaret tackled, and then along with Johnny's The Old Black Magic, the backing band with Freddie Slack. And he also did this, Freddie Slack's jumping instrumental riffette features a solo by?
Yes.
T-Bone Walker.
Ooh. We'll be right back.
Riffet, Freddie Slack and the orchestra. At 6:53, Carol Mahim, we promised and we better deliver on this, and that's our comedy spot.
Oh, right.
I want to talk about Elaine May, give a little sample first, though, of Nichols and May, as they were, from Improvisation to Music was the name of the LP.
Hmm.
See what we've got.
Elsie?
Not up. Yes, Daddy?
Come and sit by Daddy.
All right, Daddy.
Sweetheart, I know I told you the last time I went away that I was going to stay home for a long, long time, but sometimes we can't keep our promises.
Are you going away, Daddy?
Daddy has to go away. And I want you to be a good girl and take care of you, Mommy.
Well, where are you going, Daddy?
Well, I have to go on a long, long trip, but I'll write you every week, sweetheart, and...
Well, could I visit you and everything and...
No, honey. I'm sorry. But I'll write you, and I'll send you a tennis racket. You always wanted a tennis racket, didn't you?
Yes. And would you send me a tennis ball, too, with it?
Yes.
Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart.
Is that why Mommy was crying last night, because you're going away?
I guess so.
You're crying too, Daddy.
Well, grown-ups cry sometimes, sweetheart.
But, Daddy, why do you have to go away? Why couldn't you just stay here with Mommy and me like you said you was going to?
Well, sweetheart, your daddy had a kind of an argument last week with your Uncle Roscoe and your Uncle Lefty. And if he doesn't go away, those men outside are, well, they're going to send him to that place where we visited Grandpa, you remember?
Yes, the penitentiary.
That's right, sweetheart.
But, Daddy, why did you fight with Uncle Roscoe? Don't you like Uncle Roscoe?
Well, maybe when you're a little older, honey, you'll understand. You ask your mommy and you ask your Uncle Six Fingers.
Mommy liked Uncle Roscoe. Uncle Roscoe used to be here all the time when you was away. And now he doesn't come here anymore.
Sweetheart, Daddy has to go now.
But Daddy, before you go, listen, when I could write you letters too, because, you know, I could print now and everything.
Yes, I know, sweetheart.
But Daddy, would you call me on the telephone? Would you? And then you wouldn't have to send me the tennis racket. Could you call me on the telephone?
Goodbye, Elsie.
Daddy.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
I miss you.
You take care of your mommy.
But I miss you, Daddy.
You be a good girl.
Daddy. Well, there he goes again.
Well, there you are. A lesson for us all.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
Nichols and May.
Yes.
Elaine May, Mike Nichols, who also was a director, of course, his own right. I think he couldn't do it anymore on stage, and they called it quits. Well, maybe they called it quits because what else can we do? So I want to mention the Dave Barber Cinema Tech, as I said earlier. Directed by Elaine May, they're doing... two of her movies in new, I was going to say resurrected, but I think what we want to say is new 4K restorations. And that's A New Leaf from 1971 and Mickey and Nicky from 1976. It celebrates the comic vision of the unappreciated director. And so that's, what did I say, July 17th to the 23rd. We picked this up at McNally Robinson Booksellers. They've never done this kind of page like this before, it seems to me. So you can slap it up on your wall.
It's quite handy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, the showing them over and over, back and forth, from the 17th to the 23rd. That's Cinematheque, one word. You could look it up as well. Dave Barber's, the late Dave Barber's Cinematheque.
Right.
We have a birthday today. I believe it's Frank Mills, born on this day in 1942.
Wow.
Born in Montreal. Started playing piano at the age of three.
Oh, goodness.
Right. Family musical.
Get
his mother
early.
Also played piano. His father sang tenor. Daddy sang bass. Mom sang tenor. Time he was 17, both his parents had died of cancer. Went to McGill for 5 years. And initially studied engineering.
Of course.
But he managed to engineer himself back to the piano. And I suppose we know him best for this.